Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Aging Well with Cannabis, Feel Better, Sleep Better, and Live Better with Marijuana and CBD by Peter Grinspoon, MD, is a practical medical cannabis guide written for older adults, caregivers, and health professionals who want a clearer basis for decisions about marijuana and CBD. The book belongs to the consumer health and medical reference category, but its focus is narrower than a general cannabis primer. It addresses the specific concerns of aging, including chronic pain, insomnia, anxiety, medication burden, safety, legality, and communication with clinicians. Grinspoon writes from the standpoint of a primary care physician and cannabis specialist, presenting cannabis as a potentially useful therapeutic tool rather than a universal remedy. The purpose is to demystify cannabis for cannabis-curious seniors by explaining how it works, what forms are available, how dosing should be approached cautiously, and what risks deserve attention. Its central value is pragmatic guidance for using cannabis responsibly in later life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, medical cannabis is framed as a quality of life tool for aging, not a cure-all. A central topic of the book is the distinction between extending life and improving the lived experience of later years. Grinspoon positions cannabis as a possible aid for common problems of aging, especially chronic pain, sleep disruption, and anxiety, but he avoids presenting it as a miracle treatment. This matters because many older adults approach cannabis after frustration with standard medications, particularly when side effects, drug interactions, or limited effectiveness reduce daily functioning. The book treats relief as a practical clinical goal, not an ideological argument for cannabis. Its reasoning is based on matching a potential therapy to symptoms that often erode independence and comfort by emphasizing quality of life. The book also reframes cannabis from a recreational stereotype into a medical decision that should be considered with the same seriousness as other treatments. This framing is especially relevant for seniors who may carry stigma from earlier eras of cannabis prohibition. The book, therefore, works both as an educational guide and as a bridge between older patients, family members, and clinicians who may be uncertain how to discuss cannabis use. Secondly, CBD, THC, and product forms are explained through practical therapeutic choices. The book gives attention to the practical differences among cannabis products, especially the distinction between CBD-focused options and THC-containing products. This distinction is important for older users because the desired benefits and the unwanted effects are not evenly distributed across all products. CBD is often discussed by consumers as non-intoxicating, while THC is associated with impairment, euphoria, pain relief, and sleep effects depending on dose and individual response. Grinspoon uses this kind of framework to help readers understand why product selection matters before use begins. The book also addresses forms of cannabis, such as inhaled products, edibles, tinctures, and other preparations, because onset time, duration, and predictability vary across methods. For seniors, these differences are not minor technical details. A product that acts slowly can lead to accidental overconsumption if a user takes more before the first dose has taken effect. A product that acts quickly may be easier to adjust but may not suit every medical situation. By organizing cannabis around form, cannabinoid content, and intended symptom relief, the book makes consumer choices more clinically understandable. Thirdly, dosing guidance emphasizes caution because older adults are more vulnerable to adverse effects. A major practical concern in the book is how seniors should approach dosing. Older adults may be more sensitive to medications in general because of changes in metabolism, balance, cognition, and the likelihood of taking multiple prescriptions. Cannabis adds another layer of variability because potency, formulation, and individual tolerance differ widely. Grinspoon emphasizes that safe use requires careful attention to dose rather than casual experimentation. The underlying logic is that many cannabis-related problems arise not from the idea of cannabis itself, but from using too much, choosing the wrong product, or misunderstanding how long effects take to appear. This is particularly relevant for THC, where higher doses can increase dizziness, anxiety, impaired balance, and short-term memory problems. The book supports a measured approach that prioritizes symptom relief with the least necessary exposure. Such guidance is valuable because many seniors are entering the cannabis market after decades of non-use or complete unfamiliarity. By treating dosing as a clinical skill, the book helps readers move away from guesswork and towards safer decision-making. Fourthly, legal access and medical certification are treated as part of safe use. The book does not limit cannabis education to biology or symptom management. It also addresses the practical environment in which seniors must obtain and use cannabis. Legal rules differ by jurisdiction, and medical cannabis systems can involve certification, dispensary visits, product labels, and unfamiliar purchasing procedures. For an older adult who has never bought cannabis legally, this process can be confusing or intimidating. Grinspoon treats navigation of the buying experience and legal considerations as part of health literacy. This is a meaningful emphasis because safe cannabis use depends not only on intent, but also on product reliability, accurate labeling, and access to knowledgeable guidance. A patient who relies on informal sources may have less control over dose, ingredients, or quality. The book also encourages communication with clinicians, which is essential when cannabis may interact with existing medications, affect sleep, alter alertness, or influence treatment plans. By connecting legality, purchasing, medical certification, and doctor-patient dialogue, the book presents cannabis use as a structured health decision rather than an isolated consumer choice. Lastly, the risk discussion balances low toxicity with real concerns about impairment and dependence. One of the book's important contributions is its balanced treatment of risk. Grinspoon acknowledges that cannabis can have relatively low toxicity when used properly, especially compared with some medications that carry serious risks for older adults. At the same time, the book does not ignore harms. For seniors, dizziness and impaired balance can have serious consequences because falls may lead to fractures, hospitalization, or loss of independence. Short-term memory effects can also be troubling for patients already concerned about cognition. HC-related impairment may interfere with driving, medication management, or daily responsibilities. The book also recognizes that cannabis can be addictive for a minority of users, which prevents the discussion from becoming one-sided. This balance is important in a field often divided between exaggerated fear and uncritical enthusiasm. Grinspoon gives readers a framework for weighing potential benefits against vulnerabilities that increase with age. The result is a harm reduction approach. Cannabis may be useful, but it should be used deliberately, monitored honestly, and reconsidered if side effects outweigh benefits. In conclusion, aging well with cannabis is best suited for older adults who are curious about medical marijuana or CBD, but want guidance that is more careful than dispensary advice and more accessible than a technical medical review. It is also useful for adult children, caregivers, and clinicians who need a shared vocabulary for discussing cannabis with seniors. The practical benefit is that readers can better understand product types, dosing caution, potential symptom targets, legal access, and the importance of involving health professionals. The intellectual benefit is a more balanced view of cannabis as neither a dangerous taboo nor a universal solution. Compared with many cannabis books, this one stands out because it is organized around the realities of aging rather than the general cannabis market. Its attention to polypharmacy, fall risk, insomnia, chronic pain, anxiety, certification, and caregiver involvement gives it a more specific clinical purpose. Grinspoon also brings credibility from primary care and cannabis medicine, which helps the book occupy a middle ground between advocacy and medical caution. Readers should not treat it as a substitute for individualized medical advice, but it can prepare them to ask better questions, recognize risks, and evaluate whether cannabis deserves a place in a broader care plan. If you would like to support Peter Grinspoon, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.